The song is entitled Outlier, and the group is Snarky Puppy. Art, can it really help us? Can it really help us de-stress? What skill level is needed if it does? Here's the deal. I think you're going to love it. It doesn't matter what your level of skill is. Art can work for you. You're a beginning beginner? The art can work. Three researchers from Drexel University invited 39 adults. All right? So we're not talking about what it can do just for our elementary school age children and kindergartners. Adults ranging in age from 18 to 59. And they wanted them to flex their creativity muscles in a lab for 45 minutes. Before and after, all participants, stay with me now, put some saliva into a tube so that the researchers could analyze their saliva for levels of cortisol, which is the stress hormone that floods our bloodstreams and other bodily secretions when we're under emotional and or physical stress, duress. None of the participants were given specific instructions on what exactly to make with the paper, the markers, the modeling clay, collage materials, etc., that were in front of them. They were only prompted to use the materials as they wished and to cobble together any kind of creative product that they desired, while an art therapist hung around to answer any questions they might have. Less than half of the participants said their experience with making any kind of art was pretty limited. Yet 75% of them saw their cortisol levels drop after pulling off whatever creative expression they put together. Apart from the shift in stress hormones, the researchers were telling us participants' written responses indicated that they found the art-making session to be relaxing, enjoyable, helpful for learning about new aspects of themselves. It helped them free themselves from constraints and experience an evolving process of initial struggle to later resolution, and about flow, where they were able to lose themselves in the work. Huh. How many times have you thought to yourself, I wish I could just not think about this? How many times have you said to yourself, even if it wasn't on a level where you were fully aware of the thoughts of your mind, but now that we're bringing it up, you're saying, yeah, I have had that thought before. I wish I could just be somewhere else and just not think about this. Just get this off my mind. You were basically talking about losing yourself. Isn't it great to know that we can get the thoughts of our mind that are bothering us, that are stressing us, away from us without having to turn up the bottle or put something to the nose? Losing themselves in their work, the artwork. That's not the first study to offer evidence in favor of art's potential to heal. Previous work has underscored the positive effects that expressive writing, musical composition, dancing, and producing visual art can have upon the psychological and physiological health outcomes. But it does add a new brushstroke of hope for folks who believed that their lack of expertise was going to keep them from reaping the benefits of getting creative. Now, I like this caveat, this confession. They point out that there are people whose stress levels don't decrease in response to having engaged in or completed a creative endeavor, like the 25% of participants in the study that we're talking about now, who actually saw their stress levels, their cortisol levels, increase during and after the creative prompt. One of the things they point out is that stage fright is real. May have had some traumatic experience in an art class growing up. They may be perfectionists and therefore unable to enjoy anything that they can't do better than everyone else in the room. Maybe they've been intimidated by the art therapist. Who knows? But one of the things that they look at, they notice this. A little bump in cortisol isn't always a bad thing. Some amount of cortisol is essential for functioning, according to Dr. Kamal, who explained recently that for their study, cortisol levels vary throughout the day, and levels are highest in the morning because that gives us an energy boost to get going at the start of the day. Problems arise when the cortisol remains chronically elevated. Remember I said it's not a good thing to always or continually be stressed? Yeah, you don't want those cortisol levels to be continually elevated, not just throughout the day, but over weeks and months of endless pressures at work, home, interpersonally, or due to a mental or physical illness. You know how a lot of times when we're continually stressed, at some point we'll begin to take that stress out on other people, maybe family members, co-workers, you name it. The artwork may be an inexpensive way to go about the business of you know, de-stressing, relaxing, getting lost in a safe place. Safe in the sense that it's not doing your body any harm. And you're more relaxed. And as a result, you're able to allow others around you to be more relaxed. Inexpensively, safely, and continually. Artwork. Give it a try. It just might be one more way for you to let some of life's best moments come to you so they can then come through you. Till next time.